We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank everybody for tuning us in and for sending us notes and enjoying our stories of entrepreneurship. Really, it's very much appreciated. We love doing this work and can't do it without our team, Chris Gerald, Alex Cooper, great guys, and they do a great job. They're every day trying to look for entrepreneurs and promote their stories. Our next guest, Tammy Liriano of, I will say, Papillon.
Papillon, yes.
Yeah, you pronounce the end. I'm from a French city, so
you
I don't
do not. You do not pronounce the Papillon.
Yeah, that's correct. So, and it was a great book I read too. Tell us about Papillon. I can't help it. I have to say it the French way.
Sure. I mean, I love it. You know, not a lot of people can pronounce it this way. So this is my second business venture in the past 7 years. Wow. I owned a Minilux franchise for about 5 years and I sold it. And then last year I founded Papillon. It's an organic beauty brand. And it stemmed from sort of my frustration with the beauty industry. You know, I think a lot of people are becoming more aware about the toxins and the chemicals that are in skincare and beauty products.
Right.
And they're overwhelmed with all the information out there. They're overwhelmed with the options they have. And, you know, I became very disheartened when I was looking for products for myself and I saw the misinformation and misrepresentation of what organic really is. Because organic doesn't always mean organic.
I try to tell that to people all the time when they're like, I eat organic. I go, just because it's organic doesn't make it right.
You know, it's unfortunate because, you know, the consumer pretty much have to fend for himself, especially in the U.S. The beauty industry, the, you know, the skincare industry is not regulated. So companies can put a label on a product claiming that their ingredients are organic or their product is organic, or they use a name that sort of, you know, kind of insinuates that it's organic. Like they play with the words that if a consumer picks it up, they assume they're buying an organic product.
Well, some but people, the reality, they use the non-GMO to say that, you know, to imply that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. And, you know, I'm the average consumer and
there's nothing average about
that.
You.
Thank you. you know, your traditional consumer who doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't have the expertise, they don't have the time even when they go to a store to do research and Google all the ingredients. So I started thinking, how can I solve this problem for me and for the other consumers? And I went back to my sort of roots, and I'm from the Middle East, and we use a lot of natural ingredients. We keep our products simple. We use a lot of home remedies. For example, rose water is big in the Middle East and
right.
in Europe.
Right.
So I decided, you know what? I'm going to create a company where my products are going to be minimal ingredients, taking back to basic, very simple, and, you know, with maybe 3 or less ingredients. So if, you know, a consumer walks into a store and picks it up, they can read the ingredients, they can pronounce it, they understand them. So they don't have to Google them and figure out what's in the product. So it stemmed from my frustration and just hearing from my friends that trying to switch to that cleaner sort of lifestyle, cleaner lifestyle, not just but with what they eat, because it's important what you put inside your body, but it's also important what you put, you know, on your body, on your skin. And that's how it started. I mean, you know, like in Europe, there are 1,200 ingredients that are banned to be used in cosmetics. In the U.S., only 12. So we're talking 1,200 versus 12 ingredients. It's insane.
Right.
You know, a lot of products like, for example, hydroquinone, which I've used in the past.
Hydroquinone. Yeah, and what's that?
It's almost like a bleaching agent. It's a whitening agent. If you have scarring on your face, if you have brown spots, a lot of women use it to pretty much to bleach their skin.
Ouch.
That's banned in Europe.
Yeah.
In the U.S., it's still sold, you know, either with prescription or over the counter, a smaller dosage. You know, what are we doing to ourselves? So things like that, you know, I became
more. Imagine if people are reading that stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people, when I started talking about this, they're just like, you know, it's so overwhelming. What do we do? How can we do it? You know, you start with food, you're eating organic food, you're trying to go with like non-toxic packaging, sort of eco-beauty living or eco-living in general, there's a lot. There's a lot of information. It's overwhelming. Where do you start? So I decided just to keep it simple, take it back to basics.
Now, Tammy, I really appreciate what you're saying, and I think clearly you have a lot of passion for what you're doing for people. But what's your background in this? I mean, this would sound like something I would expect to almost have someone with a chemistry background.
It's funny. You know, I'm asked this question a lot, and you know, this is my second business that I started without specifically expertise in the industry. You just have to have the vision for your brand and the vision for your company. And I have the vision. I know the ingredients I want to use. So I work with experts in the industry. I worked with chemists. I work with formulators. You just find people who have the expertise, have the experience.
You had the vision.
Exactly.
You had the vision. You know, that's not unusual because, you know, look, Henry Ford, there were no car, you know, he built cars because he had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
General Johnson was a Civil War general. He wasn't a chemist, and he started Johnson & Johnson. I mean, I could keep going.
Yes.
So I think it does start with having a grand vision, and that's what you're saying you did.
Totally. You just need to know, like, going back to the vision and working with people who kind of work with you on that vision and agree with you. Like, I know exactly what ingredients I want in my product. So I bring that to the table. And, you know, like you, exactly your question, people said, you don't have the background. Are you mixing these products in your kitchen? No. I mean, like, again, going back, I know what I want in my product. I have the ingredients. I work with experts. And, you know, they do the formulation. They do the mixing for me.
So what's the biggest barriers to market growth and penetration? Because the cosmetics industry, I once was asked to speak at a national convention for cosmetics. And it is a big business.
And it's extremely competitive. It's extremely competitive.
Right.
So, you know, if I wanted to start a business just for the sake of making money, this would not be my choice, honestly.
Right.
I mean, I'm very passionate about it. I personally have very sensitive skin. I struggle with finding products on the market that work for me. So it stemmed from my struggles and it stemmed from my passion to educate the consumer, to make it easier and simpler for them when they go to a store, not to have more choices per se, but to have a choice for a brand that they trust, that it's transparent, and it's very minimal ingredients, very basic. You pick it up, you understand it. And, you know, my focus also was on cruelty-free. I wanted to make sure that my products, my cosmetics,
be nice to those
are
animals.
Not tested on animals.
Right.
It's huge. I mean, you know, I don't want to harm any living thing for our vanity. I mean, there's no need for it. So why do it if there's no need for it? So that's that's my path. You know, that's why I kind of go after that. And, you know, it kind of goes from selling these products, but my bigger vision and my passion is empowering women to help them feel more beautiful naturally in their own skin, because there's so many messages out there to women that you have to look a certain way. You have to wear makeup to look beautiful. You have to do this and you have to do that. And again, taking it back to basic, I honestly, genuinely feel that there's beauty in everything that we look around. Every person we meet has their own unique thing. You can find beauty in everyone and everything. You just have to look beyond the physical attributes. And I want women to feel beautiful, to feel confident, they feel empowered. Without that, what society,
so really,
you know, the pressure that's on them.
You're really putting your sense of human optimism into your business.
Yes.
Because you are an optimist.
Yes.
You like to see the better side of people.
Exactly. You know, that's always has been my look, my outlook on life. I see the kindness and goodness in everyone.
Some you have to dig a little deeper. how are you selling your product?
So currently we sell it on our website and on Amazon. My website is papillonus.com, but we also sell it on Amazon because, you know, that's the easiest way for people to purchase with the 2-day shipping and so forth. But my main focus is on my website, and we're looking for bigger distribution. My ultimate goal is to be in Whole Foods. Now Target has a huge organic section. Hopefully that would be the next step for us, bigger distribution.
That's commendable. And, you know, what kind of products are in the line right now?
Currently, so our kind of flagship product, the first product that I launched was an organic eyelash and brow serum. And then from there, we went into skincare, so beauty oils and natural mascara, because it goes with the lash serum theme. And the next product we're launching next month is an oil cleanser, like a face wash.
Right.
And we have 4 products in the pipeline for 2018.
Mostly women or women and men?
For now, I'm focusing on women, yes.
Right, right.
But, you know, we don't want to exclude you guys, you know.
I put on... I put on Ahava every day.
Of course.
So you know, there's a Middle East product.
Yes, yes.
It's owned by the Chinese now, but I put it on every day.
Unfortunately, yes,
yeah,
yes.
I liked it. It was Dead Sea products. It was a good product. I don't know if it's still the same, if they've reformulated it.
Yeah.
But it's been very good for me.
I mean, I definitely market it to women.
I don't look a day younger than older than 80. Right.
You look great. No, I mean, you know, I don't want to exclude men. My husband uses the product. One of our products
There's a disclaimer.
Yes.
No, I'm just joking.
You know, like one of our products is pomegranate oil.
Right.
That's from the Middle East.
Right.
You can use it as a sunscreen. You can mix it with your sunscreen. It helps with sun protection. So that's a product that can be used by women and men. You know, we don't want to exclude men. But
I take away my joke. Your husband has great skin. I don't know if he always did, but he does now. If somebody wants to find you, tell us again, how will they find you?
The website is papillonus.com. So that's PAPILLONUS.com. They can reach us. We currently have a special for Mother's Day that we're giving a free mascara with a purchase of $30 or more. So if they go on our website, they can take advantage of the special. And that's good through the 15th, actually.
Great.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for being on the show again. You'll come back again?
Definitely.
And we'll talk about Papillon again with you.
Thank you. Thank Great. You for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for what you're doing. Chris, right now, is looking at your website. Yeah. I can see that. Great. Great great picture.
Awesome. Great.
Is that you? No.
No.
So we're going to be taking a break, and we want to thank Tammy for being on the show. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs.